you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hi, Bea. Bea? Bea, where are you? Bea, why are you swinging from the recording studio chandelier?
Well, I was so inspired reading about the Wright brothers, the inventors of the airplane, that I wanted to fly through the sky just like they did, only I don't have a plane.
Luckily, we record in an incredibly luxurious recording studio.
Exactly! If I fall from the chandelier, I'll land safely in the infinity pool.
But you can't announce the show from up there. Come back down.
Oh, no. Not after I read about our other historical figures, the Brothers Grimm. Staying up here is the only thing keeping me safe from fairy tale witches.
Bea, it's easy to stay away from fairy tale witches. Just don't eat their candy houses.
Oh, with my sweet tooth? You know I can't resist a candy house.
Ooh, golly, it's gonna take the whole theme song to get you down from there. Hit it, Eric.
What do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on, get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play. It's the Who Was Podcast, cause it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.
Who was?
Live from Tongvaland, or so-called SoCal Los Angeles, welcome to Who Was, the history quiz show that gives contestants the chance to win mega prizes and podcast glory. I'm your announcer, Bea, the co-host with the co-most. And here's your host, the man who's young at heart but old of brain, it's Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, Bea, and welcome everyone to the Who Was podcast. You know, this show is like Jeopardy, only with surprise guests, silly games, and a pet elephant. Her name is Geraldine. Our contestants were sent Who Was books about two great figures from history. Now they are here to show off their knowledge in the hopes of winning fantastic prizes, 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 prizes.
Today, we're talking about the Wright brothers and the Brothers Grimm. That's right, it's our special Brothers Day episode.
I don't think Brothers Day is an actual holiday, Bea.
Well, it is now. Happy Brothers Day, everybody, okay? For he's a jolly good brother, for he's a jolly good brother.
No, why don't we just meet our contestants? How about that?
All right, okay. Well, first up, we have OZ. OZ, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is OZ. I'm 10 years old, and I like to draw.
You like to draw, and we hear you have a really cool joke to share with us. Will you please share your joke?
What do you call sus pasta? You call it imposta.
Ah. Very nice. Okay. And we also have Trip. Trip, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Trip. A fun fact about me is I really love football, and I have multiple jokes I want to share.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear. You want to give us two?
Yeah, okay, I can do that. What if you're American when you go in the bathroom and you're American when you come out, what are you when you're in the bathroom?
I don't know. What are you?
European.
Oh, nice. All right. And what's your second joke?
Did you hear about the person who invented the knock-knock joke? He won a Nobel Prize.
Very nice. Very nice. I love that our contestants have come on and they're already funnier than we are.
I know.
Ozzy, you said that you like to draw. What kind of thing do you like to draw the most? Just curious.
Humans.
Humans? All right. There's a lot of them around. It's easy to find one to draw.
Yeah, that's true.
And Trip, you said you like football. Do you like to play it or just to watch it or both?
Both.
And what position do you like to play?
I used to really like running back because I could fit in those small spaces. Then I got more into wide receiver. Then I got really good at throwing. And I went to quarterback. Now I'm in safety, wide receiver, quarterback, and running back.
So you're the whole team. They just need you on the field. Wow.
Well, no, because Elliot, you also need a mascot. You need someone to dress up in a costume and cheer them on.
Exactly. That's the other person on the team. Yeah. You know, I used to play football myself, but I wasn't good enough to be the quarterback, so I played the 1/5 back.
Oh,
I'm just trying to be as funny as our contestants. All right. Thank you both for joining us. We're very excited to have you here. And thank you also to Eric, our musician, for providing that lovely live Meet the Contestants music. Today's episode is especially exciting. That's right. Ozzy, Trip, do you happen to have the same teacher?
Yes, actually. Yeah. Homeroom teacher and all periods.
And all periods. And that teacher's name would be?
Mr. Bruno.
Mr. Bruno, you're here too. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Glad to be here.
So, Mr. Bruno, how does your class celebrate Brother's Day?
Well, it's funny. This week we had the twin day, so all the kids were dressed up like twins.
And it's exciting to hear that you're celebrating real days in class as opposed to Brother's Day, which, I have to break it to you. Brother's Day is not a real holiday. It's not a real day that people celebrate.
It should be.
So that's who is. Now let's find out who was Orville and Wilbur Wright with four fast facts.
Wilbur Wright lived from 1867 to 1915, and Orville Wright lived from 1870 to 1948.
They invented the airplane in 1903 and were the first people to ever fly in one.
They worked together their whole lives.
Wilbur came up with the ideas, and Orville would build them.
Okay, I have to ask our contestants because, you know, it's Brother's Day.
Not really.
Do you have siblings?
Well, I have my sister here.
Oh, your sister's there?
Yes.
Hello. How many sisters do you have altogether?
Four and one brother.
And one brother. So you can celebrate this not real holiday of Brother's Day.
I don't celebrate it.
Thank you. Good. Yes, it's not real.
And the sister that's sitting here with me is my favorite.
Aw, that's so nice to hear. Wow.
That's very sweet.
And Ozzy, what about you? Do you have any siblings?
I have a sister.
If you and your sister were going to work together to invent something, what do you think you might invent together?
What would we invent?
Wait, Ozzy, is your sister there too?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Sister's Day.
Maybe it's Sister's Day.
We'd make a TV show.
Oh, great. Well, you're already halfway there because you're a great joke writer.
Well, thank you both. We're very excited to have you today. I think now it's time to move on to our first game. It's called Backpack from the Past.
Backpack from the Past, baby!
For this game, we managed to get our hands on the Wright brothers' actual backpack. They were very close, and they shared the same backpack. We're going to pull some objects out of it and describe them to you. Then you'll tell us why it's important in the life of the Wright brothers. And since this is our first round, every question will be worth 1 point. Ozzy, the first item is going to be for you. B, please pull it out of that backpack.
Hey, it's a hockey stick. I don't think the Wright brothers played for the Philadelphia Flyers, so why would they have this hockey stick?
It's because I'm pretty sure Jacob got hit by a hockey stick and he became depressed.
That's right, that it was Wilbur that got hit with a hockey stick. Oh, but I'll give it to you. I think you've gotten the Grimm brothers mixed up with the Wright brothers, but that's okay.
Who hasn't made that mistake in his history kids quiz show?
I do that all the time, that's true. But Wilbur, when he was young, he was accidentally hit with a hockey stick while playing. The injuries he received forced him to leave school and give up his dreams of being a teacher. But don't worry, he managed to build a career as a successful plane inventor. The next item is for Trip. Oh, it's a bicycle bell. Why is that in the backpack? Trip, why is that in there?
That is why the bicycle bell is in there, is because when they used to make bicycles before they made planes.
That's right. Exactly. The Wright brothers owned a bicycle shop and made bikes instead of planes.
And they even used what they learned about steering bicycles to help them figure out how to steer a plane. But too bad they didn't put that little bell on the plane, though. That would have been fun. Okay, Ozzy, your turn again. All right, I bet this one will be very exciting. Oh, it's just a long, thin cardboard box. It's kind of beat up, too, like someone was twisting it. Why would the Wright brothers have this?
Because they like to make stuff and they made boxes.
It's a good guess. It's not quite what we're looking for, but this was the box that inspired Wilbur to make a breakthrough in his airplane design. He picked up this box, and when he twisted it in his hands, it gave him the idea to have the pilot of the plane twist the plane's wings. It turns out, ideas can come from anywhere. I'm going to pull out the last item from the backpack. Trip, this one is for you. It's a hat, and the tag says, Made in France. What's this doing in the Wright brothers' backpack?
It's on the tip of my brain.
That happens to me a lot, too. Shake it off the tip of your brain. Get it to the back of your brain where you can pull it in.
I don't know.
All right, that's okay. It's from when Wilbur demonstrated their plane in France and instantly became an international superstar.
Oh,
he became so famous that copies of his hat became the latest fashion trend, known as the Wilbur Riet. You know, there's a hat in France named after me.
Really? There is?
Yes, it's called the Beret.
Good point. I shouldn't have asked. And that's the end of our first game.
Backpack from the past, baby.
Now let's fly on over to producer Jane for the scores.
Thanks, Elliot, and happy Brother's Day to you. I'd like to give a little shout-out to my own brothers. That would be Bugs, Bake, Wheels, Boo Boo, and Moose. All right, I'd also like to tell you the score is all tied up 1-1.
Thank you, Jane. We have to go to a short break, but while we're doing that, Bea has a bonus question for our contestants to think about during the break.
The Wright brothers realized that to design a working plane, they had to solve 3 specific problems. When we come back, our contestants will get 1 bonus point for each of these problems they can name, for a total of 3 points.
Okay.
So let's get to the break so we can get back to the game. Eric, please play us some airplane music.
Overhead compartment.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Welcome back to the Who Was podcast. Today we're learning all about the Wright brothers and the Brothers Grimm. And now back to your host, Elliot Kalin. Happy Brothers Day, Elliot.
Still not a real holiday, B. Before the break, the scores were tied. Tripp and Ozzy both have 1 point each. But let's see if we can add to those scores with our bonus question. B, can you remind me what was that bonus question again?
Okay, before the break, we asked the contestants if they could name three problems the Wright brothers decided they had to solve to design a working plane.
Okay, so Ozzy's going to get a chance to answer first. Tripp, would you please remove your headphones? Ozzy, can you remember what were any of the three problems that the Wright brothers decided they had to solve?
How to keep the plane flying, how to make a working engine, and how to turn it.
Yeah, that's right.
Now let's get Tripp back in here.
They needed a engine that would lift. The wings needed to have lift, and engines need to hold them up, and a light enough engine so it wouldn't fall.
You got two of them right. They needed the wings that would lift them up, and they needed an engine to push it forward. And the third one was they needed to figure out a way to steer and control the machine when it was flying. But that was great. That was great. They had those three problems. And it took them a lot longer to figure it out than it took you. That's for sure.
That's true. And you know what I loved about all those answers? Because they were all the right answers. Because they were the Wright brothers for the problems that they were looking for. You know, because of their names.
B, that was hilarious. Thank you.
Thank you.
But enough about those brothers. Let's get right to finding out about our other subjects from history, Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm, with four fast facts.
Four fast facts.
Wilhelm Grimm lived from 1786 to 1859, and Jacob Grimm lived from 1785 to 1863.
They collected and published traditional German fairy tales told by ordinary people.
They were both university-trained philologists, which means the study of language in historical texts.
The third edition of their fairy tale book was a huge success. It was the diary of a wimpy kid of its time.
Four fast facts.
So let's move on to our next game. It's something we call Once Upon a Lie?
Once Upon a Lie.
The Brothers Grimm are best known for their books of fairy tales. So in this game, we'll tell you a fairy tale about them, and you have to tell us if it's true or a lie. And since this is our second game, each question is worth 2 points. So get ready for some questions in fairy tale form. Tripp, you're up first. Take it away, B.
Once upon a time, two brothers decided to collect all the magical stories in the world. So they booted up their computer, connected to ye olde internet, and visited oldgermanfolktales.biz.
False! They didn't have computers at the time.
That's right. It's a lie. I appreciate your anger. Wow. We tried to pull one over on you and you would not have it. That's a lie. They collected their fairy tales from ordinary people like maids, nannies, soldiers, even children. Good stories can come from anywhere. In fact, your average old person has way more interesting stories than the lousy internet. Next time you want to go on the internet, just go talk to an old person.
Yeah. All right. This next question is for Ozzy.
Once upon a time, two brothers decided to write the most magical book of all, a dictionary. But the dictionary grew larger and larger and longer, and it wasn't finished for over 100 years.
True.
Yep, that's true. Jacob and Wilhelm tried to write the first German dictionary, but it took them 16 years just to get part of the way through the letter B. In the end, they only made it up to the letter D. other people eventually finished the dictionary in 1960, almost a century after both brothers had died.
Okay, and the next question is for Trip.
Once upon a time, two brave brothers were forced to leave their home by a wicked king when they refused to cross out the names of all the authors in the library and write the king's name so that it would look like the king wrote all the books.
False.
You're right, that's a lie. The king of Hanover demanded every professor sign a loyalty oath to him. That's what he demanded.
Yes, I studied that page for hours.
Do you remember what Jacob and Wilhelm did? Did they sign that loyalty oath?
No, they would throw rocks in the professor's windows that didn't sign it. Can I get bonus points?
No bonus points, but thank you for helping tell the story. Jacob and Wilhelm, they took a stand for political freedom and refused to sign that loyalty oath, so they were exiled from Hanover. Rocks were thrown at them, they were kicked out of town, but it made them heroes to people around the world.
Okay, and this last question is for Ozzy.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Jacob who loved footnotes, which are little messages at the bottom of the page that explain something in the book. After a long day of footnoting his newest book, he lay down for a pleasant slumber. But when he awoke, he discovered that all of his footnotes had disappeared, stolen by his wicked brother.
Oof.
This is true. Jacob and Wilhelm disagreed about who their fairy tale books were for. Jacob wanted them to be for scholars who loved having words explained to them. But Wilhelm wanted them to be for kids who just wanted good stories. And in the end, Wilhelm won based on the ancient law, kids rule, grown-ups drool.
True words were never spoken. And that's the end of Once Upon a Lie.
Once upon a lie.
And we all lived happily ever after. Or did we? Let's find out. Producer Jane, what are our scores?
Ozzy has 6 points. Trip has 7.
Thank you, Jane. I'm now very excited to announce we have some very special guests. The Fairy Tale Fanatics, the Determined Germans, the Brothers from Another Fairy Godmother, the Grimms, courtesy of the Who Was App.
Who was that? You want to reach someone in the past? All you need is the Who Was App. Who Was App?
Guten Tag, I am Jacob Grimm.
Well, welcome to the show, Jacob, but where's your brother, Wilhelm?
We are not talking right now.
Well, that's terrible. Why not? You work together so well on your fairy tale books.
I know, but we're writing the first ever German dictionary and somehow researching the meaning and history of every single German word. It isn't as fun as listening to stories about witches and gnomes. Who would have guessed that?
So, Jacob, what has Wilhelm been doing that's getting on your nerves?
Oh, mein Gott, where do I begin? He keeps borrowing my books and closing the door too loudly. And he's taking forever with his work. You know, he holds his fingers close to me and he keeps saying, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you. Which is technically true, he is not touching me, but still, it's so annoying.
You know what, B, maybe we should have called the Wright brothers. They really loved each other.
Oh, no, I am in this for the drama.
I love my brother, too. In some ways, that's what makes it difficult to work with him, because he's so important to me that I want everything we do together to be perfect.
Oh, that's so sweet. Being a brother sounds hard. Happy Brother's Day, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's not a real holiday.
You know, working together is also hard for these two Italian brothers I know. The Mario brothers.
Do they collect Italian folktales?
Oh, no. They're plumbers who save a princess from a mean turtle king in a mushroom world.
This sounds like a fairy tale we need for the book. You must tell it to me.
Well, once upon a time, there was a magical land called Nintendo, where two brothers of varying heights had to work together.
They are different heights?
Luigi.
Why don't we go to a short break, and then we'll get to our final round, and we'll find out who will be our winner. Eric, please play us some footnote music, please.
Oh, and mustaches.
Pages don't wear shoes, you know.
Salut, who was it? C'est moi, Marie Curie. You may remember me from winning multiple Nobel Prizes, or perhaps from my episode of the Who Was podcast, where I played myself. I wanted to take a moment to read one of my favorite reviews about the Who Was podcast. This is from Shake and Bake, and it reads, loved this. Me and my little sister love this show. More, please. Our fave is Harriet Tubman. If you want to hear your review read on the air, make sure to subscribe, like, and review to the Who Was podcast in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Au revoir, or should I say, a bientôt!
When the clock is started.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
We're back on the Who Was podcast. When we last left off, Ozzy had 6 points and Trip had 7 points. Now back to your host, Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, B. And now it's time for our final game of the game, Converge of Greatness. In this multiple-choice game, we'll explore how the lives of the Wright brothers and the Brothers Grimm overlap, are similar to each other, or converge. And because we're in the third round, each question is worth 3 enormous points. Are you ready? The first question is for Ozzy. B, take it away.
The Brothers Grimm put out multiple books, but the Wright brothers also dabbled in publishing. Their first business together was a print shop. What did they print? Was it A, wanted posters for gunslingers, B, their own newspaper, as well as a newspaper for Dayton, Ohio's black community, or C, the first phone book, which was only 1 page long and said, nobody has a phone yet, you ding-dongs?
B.
That's right, the answer is B. As teenagers, Orville and Wilbur put out a weekly newspaper and a daily newspaper, and they helped their high school friend, the poet Paul Dunbar, put out a paper for Dayton's black community. You know what? Do you think if they'd stuck with printing, we'd be flying today in paper airplanes?
Oh, wow. History's mystery.
Yeah, think of how different life would have been. Okay, The next question is for Trip.
Flying their plane in France made the Wright brothers famous, but France also had a big impact on the lives of the Brothers Grimm. Was it because A, they were inspired to collect fairy tales after hearing a story about a magic baguette? B, they were inspired to preserve German culture after the French army took over their village? Or C, they were inspired to eat nothing but hot dogs after they first tasted French's mustard?
B.
Yes, it was B, that's right. Napoleon's soldiers invaded the Grimm's village of Cassel in 1806, and they stayed there for 7 years. It was a very difficult and dangerous time for the people of Cassel. Luckily, the Grimms like to stay inside and read books all day, so that kept them out of trouble. Ozzy, this next question is for you.
The brothers Grimm relied on many other people to share fairy tales with them. The Wright brothers also couldn't have built their airplane all on their own. How did they get help from others? Did they A, ask the Smithsonian and the Weather Service for advice on their experiments, B, compared notes with other inventors working on developing flying machines, C, I lied, they did it all on their own with no help from anyone, or D, they did both A and B, but not C?
D.
That's right, the answer is D. They got information from government offices and they were in contact with other inventors who were also working on flying machines. They never could have invented the airplane if they'd tried to do it all on their own and refused to let anybody help them. It is very hard to invent new things. And now our final question goes to Trip.
Wilbur Wright was a star student, but Orville Wright hated school. Similarly, when Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm were both professors at the University of Hanover, Wilhelm was a popular teacher, but students did not like Jacob. Why not? Was it because A, he didn't let students ask questions, B, he gave too much homework, or C, whenever a student asked, "Can I go to the bathroom?" Jacob would reply, "I don't know, can you?" and laugh at them.
A.
That's right, the answer is A. Jacob refused to let his students ask questions in class. They just had to sit there and listen to him talk on and on forever. Stick to the fairy tale collecting business, Jacob. Teaching was not for you. That sound means it's the end of the game, which means it's almost the end of the show. But first, while we wait for producer Jane to finish tallying the points, I've got some questions for the contestants. First, I want to ask Mr. Bruno, do you let your students ask questions in class?
Yeah, all the time. I do.
Okay. Better teacher than Jacob Grimm. Great. History will look kindly on you for letting them ask questions. That's fantastic.
Yeah, very anti-Socratic method that Grimm.
Yeah. It's him and Socrates did not see eye to eye. Also, they couldn't look at each other. They lived thousands of years apart. Now, I'd like to ask our contestants, what's something that you were surprised to learn about the Wright brothers or the brothers Grimm? Trip, is there anything that jumped out at you or that really surprised you or was particularly interesting to you about either of our brothers?
To be honest, I was very fascinated on how they could stay like 6 hours a day before school. I could barely study 30 minutes on these people.
So you were amazed at how much they could study compared to how much you can study.
Yes.
Wow.
That's great, but maybe they're an example for you to try to live up to, if you want to, possibly. And Ozzy, is there anything that, when you were reading about the Wright brothers or Brothers Grimm, that really either surprised you or that really stuck with you, something that you found really memorable?
They created the first airplane.
That's true.
That's it. But to be honest, they didn't do too much else besides making and flying airplanes, but that's all you got to do. They found the thing that was really exciting to them and they did it, and nobody had ever done it before.
It's quality, not quantity, Elliot.
Exactly. Not everyone has to be a Thomas Edison making lots of inventions. If you make one invention that's big enough, people will love you and they'll buy hats that look like your hat. Mr. Bruno, is there anything that really jumped out to you about either the Wright brothers or the Brothers Grimm?
I was amazed at how they used the bicycles to help them invent the airplane and that they charged $65 for a bicycle way back then.
Oof.
Must have been a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a great deal for a bicycle. Now, thank you so much for your answers. Now, here it is. Time for the exciting conclusion of our special Brothers Day episode.
It's not real.
Well, listen, Elliot got on board. Trip, you'll get there eventually.
You'll get there somewhere. I was against Brothers Day, too. You'll feel it. You'll get there eventually.
Trip better feel it because Trip won with 13 points.
Trip is our winner today.
Great job, Trip, and great job, Ozzy. You both played fantastically. A Trip as our winner, you have 10 seconds for shout-outs. Who would you like to thank?
I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank my mom and my dad, and especially my sister. And I also would like to thank my friend group.
Thank you. I'm saying thank you as a member of your friend group.
Yeah, B was one of the friends that you were thanking, I assume,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Our winner and their library of choice will be receiving a selection of Who Was books, and I'm going to give my own shout-outs to intern Zach, Jane, Kenise, Eric, Chris Ferry for being our Jacob Grimm, and to B, and a big thank you to both of our contestants. Thank you so much to you at home for listening. Next week, please come back to us. We'll be learning who was two more amazing people from history. Until then, this is Elliot, Kalen's Way, or the Highwayland's Way, Kalen, saying, we're history. Goodbye, everybody. Got a question for any of our famous figures? Send us a voice memo at thewhowaspodcast@gmail.com. It might just end up on the show. The Who Was Podcast is produced by Radio Point, iHeartMedia, and Penguin Workshop, based on the best-selling Who HQ series published by Penguin. The show is hosted by Elliot Kalin with co-host Megan O'Neill as B, and also starred Jane Baker as producer Jane, Eric Shackney as Eric, and Chris Ferry as Jacob Grimm. Executive producers are Richard Corson, Alex Bach, Elliot Kalin, Megan O'Neill, Daniel Powell, and Houston Snyder. The executive producer for Penguin Workshop is Francesco Sedita, and the executive producer for iHeartMedia is Lindsay Hoffman. This show was written by Megan O'Neill, Elliot Kalin, Kenise Mobley, and Jane Baker. It was produced by Bernie Kaminsky. Our talent producer is Jane Baker. The theme song and music were composed and performed by Eric Shackney, edited and mixed by Kate Moldenhauer, and recorded by Joanna Samuels. Special thanks to Zach Timpson, Charlotte DeAnda, Daniel Goodman, and Michael Lewis Howard. The Who Was podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Los Angeles, California. Sound services provided by Great City Post.
The Who Was Podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.